FAO has been working with the governor of Malawi for a long time. And this visit started during my first contact with President Banda in Malawi during the third Africa South America summit. And we agreed to have a common approach with the European Union, as we are partners here, not only in Malawi, but especially in Malawi, I would say. And we have a common approach to end hunger and improve nutrition in this country. We agreed that in a country like Malawi, where 8% of the population lives in the rural area and are more or less related to agriculture issues, that the agriculture sector is key in promoting the development. We have in this approach several challenges, but also several opportunities to expand the agriculture sector performance. We agreed that the different government initiatives, like the Farm Input Subsidy Program, also the Presidential Initiative on Poverty and Hunger Reduction, and the Green Belt Initiative, as well as many projects that support small-scale livestock production, irrigation, and crop diversification, are good practices to be increased. We also wanted to note that Malawi has made important progress in fight against hunger and nutrition. Malawi has become, as you all know, autosufficient in maize and also our exporting maize. Let me say that talking about a very important issue like food production, we need to record that we celebrate tomorrow the Women's International Day, especially important for developing countries, most important to Africa and countries like Malawi, where the woman is the most important part of the agriculture labor force. We also reiterate a common approach to work together with the Malawian government and to support the Zero Hunger Initiative launched, Zero Hunger Challenge launched by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, that has the goals to eradicate hunger, stunting, and promote a sustainable food production. All those three issues are very important in a country like Malawi. Let me finish saying that the days we spend here and the project that we visit yesterday with the presence of some of you reinforce the need of a strong collaboration between the Malawian government, the European Commission and FAO, but also with the private sector and civil society. We had the opportunity to meet the donors also during the last day, and today we had a meeting with the important stakeholders from civil society and private sector. We all agreed to work together to promote food security and nutrition in Malawi.